આપણે હજી નંબર 2 માં હતા. આનું છે તફસીર કઈ.
What's the actual meaning of that word
har?
Har is letter. Letter. That's what
I
was wondering.
I say a language, it means half-heartedly, as if standing on a thin and sharp edge.
It's obviously idiomatic. How do you get that meaning?
I think it's like lip service.
On the letter.
Worships
Allah on the letter.
Yeah, but that means there is no flexibility. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
I personally, the meaning I get when reciting it in Arabic, maybe wrong, huh? Tafsir mama check karo kursa. But the meaning I get is that somebody was just paying lip service, just by words, not by deeds.
Like standing on the verge.
Now, like as if looking at a battlefield from a safe distance, rushing at once to get the booty if we win, but run away safely to hide our repeated defeat.
Abu Huraira, la'anatullahi alayhi. Abu Huraira had said these words, ne? Alaykum salam.
He should know, ne? He says Khalifa would be had like that.
Huh?
He should know.
Abu Huraira, when Muawiyah and Imam Ali Islam the Battle of Siffin, they did Arabi had said these famous words. Prayers behind Ali, Salatu Ma Ali, Akbar, is better. Ta'amu Ma Muawiyah, Alad, is more tasty food with Muawiyah. Was-su'udu ala al-jibali, Aslam. Yeah, when they're to fight, you climb the mountain and stay there, that is safer for you.
It says here, the word harf also means tongue. The man who has professed the faith only by his tongue, while his heart has never conceived it.
That's the first
It could meaning. Be by the letter. You obey, you follow something by the letter. Could it be that way?
To follow by the letter means like you're following it to the dot, by the, according to the book.
Without fear. Otherwise, if he says jump, you jump. You don't ask why, what's the feeling? There's no feeling.
It could mean that as well. They're like a zombie, like a programmed robot, ne?
Yeah. You use for traditions.
Ah, alaikum salam.
Salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Tamari kuchha karna.
Kon kari kari.
Yeah, dhar dhar tha ke tamhe time nahi ho. Aye pa. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani al-a'in rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Monday the 14th of August 2000. 3 weeks ago we had discussed we're still now talking about the Day of Judgment and what is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. And if you remember, the last discussion we had is on what we call Ishratu Sa'a. Ishratu Sa'a means describing the day itself. Okay, what will happen to indicate that the day has arrived. Right? That literally means like oceans will burst over the land and mountains will scatter into dust and so on. And we looked at a verse, Suratul Hajj, which is Surah number 22, verse number 2. Verse number 1 and 2. To see the effect of that day when it dawns, that how difficult it is going to be. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. And if you remember last time when I said that I'll check with the Mizan, ki Ayatullah Tabatabai, what does he say about the day? Although, performing tadabbur over the verse, studying the various alaykum salam, studying the various indicators of the verse, we could point out that this verse could not be describing the Day of Judgment. It has to be describing the day before the Day of Judgment on this earth. And true enough, Ayatullah Tabatabai uses these words exactly, and he says that according to the apparent meaning of the verse, it is referring to before the blowing of the first trumpet. These are his words. Right? Alaykum salam. It's referring to the time before the blowing of the first trumpet. So just before the first trumpet is blown, people will know the time is up. And that shock that will accompany the tank is when these things will happen, when a mother will throw her suckling child, right? When the mother will deliver, a pregnant lady will deliver, and so on. So just to clarify, that even in Tafsir, Ayatullah Tabatabai says that this verse is referring to a time before the blowing of the first trumpet, right? Now, we come to a few verses that are talking about the Day of Judgment. And mind you, there is no end to listing down the verses that talk about the Day of Judgment. Because we are still in that stage where we are just about describing the Day of Judgment itself. We have not entered into Hisab or Mizan or Sirat, or that will come in later. We are just describing the day. And that will be the day, which according to some counts will be 1,000 years, according to some will be 50,000 years. If you remember the verses that we studied, there are verses, three verses that say it will be equal to 1,000 years from what you count, and one verse that says it will be equal to 50,000 years of what you count, right? And if you remember how you tally between the two is, we discussed about a hadith that says that there will be 50 stations on that day, and each station will be around 1,000 years from what we count, and therefore in all it will be 50,000 years. Right, now there is an interesting concept that when we enter on the Day of Judgment, on resurrection, at resurrection time, there will be people who will be resurrected who have been pious on this earth, who Allah calls in the Holy Quran muttaqin. Right? We don't want to enter into the discussion as to who is a pious person, because that is altogether a totally different discussion, which could be discussed in light of the Quran and in light of hadith, Nahjul Balagha, and so on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified in the Quran that this will be the state, the way the pious people will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment. What we say, Ahwalul Muttaqin. Similarly, just like He has done for Muttaqin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also described the way the Kuffar and Fusaq, that is the Fasiq, right, will be resurrected. Now, when you look at these two things, the question that comes up is the grey area. Because when we talk of taqwa, when we talk of muttaqin, we are talking of a very high state, a status that is not easily achieved. And therefore, I see myself, at least I speak for myself, that it is not easy to categorize or classify myself as being amongst them, for it requires much more than what I do. Yet I can confidently say that I cannot be classified into the kuffar and the fasaq. Right? So I will fall into an area that has not been specified in the Holy Quran. The resurrection hasis. What will resurrection be like? If you look at Surah Shu'ara, which is 26, I believe, yeah? 26, yeah? Surah Shu'ara, verse 87, sorry, 87 to 91.
Munajat kijiye.
Ya, Imam Ali Asami munajat kijiye. Yawma la yanfa'u malun wala banun illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim. Right? This is one of the verses, you know that in Quran there are 6 to 7 verses where if you recite who instead of ha, right, it changes the meaning. Right? Instead of Allah ha, you say Allah hu, it changes the meaning. changes the meaning, there's an opposite meaning they change. Atallahu etle khuda ayo. Atallaha etle somebody, a person comes to God. So there is a difference, right? He becomes the subject, object, sorry, rather than the subject. Right? That means it is the scholars who fear Allah. But if you say إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهُ, that means it is Allah who fears the scholars. So you can imagine how that who and ha at times can change. Similarly here, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. You can't say أَتَى اللَّهُ, because Allah doesn't come with a sound heart. It is submissive. Salim.
Taslim mati
nahi. Nahi. Taslim mati nahi. Salim is from the word salima. Safe. Sound.
Like salam.
Salam. Right?
Same root.
Salima and salama are two different things.
Yeah, submissive like.
This is why I find ki English translations can make that mistake.
Whereas if you call it Salim, then totally changes meaning, right? It doesn't mean it comes a submissive heart.
You know, Ayatullah Dastaghaib has written a book, Qalb Salim, right? Ayatullah Dastaghaib has written a book, Zorobe Kabira Sheni, Major Sins. That's been translated into English as well. Similarly, he has written a book called Qalb Salim, right? Now, it hasn't been translated into English, but if you read the book, what does a sound heart mean? What do you understand by a sound heart?
A good heart.
So, not a disease. Thank you. Right? That means ke akhlaq ni andar, your thoughts are pure. Your care and concerns for others are pure. Right? This is qalb-e salim.
When
you
such a person, are you saying that his wealth and his children will be of some avail then?
Huh?
When it says save, does this mean save as in accept or save as in save?
So.
Illa.
No, yawma la yanfa'u
kayfa yanfa'u. Are we saying that for such people their wealth and their children will be of some use?
No. Okay, yes.
Can be
left. Yeah, it can be translated that way, you're right.
La yanfa'u
malu wala banun illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim.
They're not going to come up, they're going to wealth and their children.
Absolutely. Aaj ye wealth aapne duniya mein mare for. To make good use of it. Absolutely.
They're going to help us on that. They'll help us on the results of that.
You see, if somebody is of a sound heart, that means not a diseased heart, as Abbas put it, yeah? That means the way you bring up your sons, your children, they are going to benefit you after your death. They're going to remember you in their prayers. Right? So they're going to be of use to you. So on that day of judgment, you will see that whatever you have done plus more has come. Now where has this more come from? From your children. Right? So, malum wa banun, wealth and children, will only benefit those who have a sound heart.
Now I will...
Absolutely. Now, this is one verse that reminds us, Day of Judgment, what is going to happen. If you open Surah Maryam...
Isn't the verses following the main
ones
you
want
to look at?
No. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ
وَالْجَنَّةُ
وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ وَأُزْلِفَتِ
الْجَنَّةُ المتقين. Isn't the متقين مَرِ الْجَنَّةِ? This is the verse
you're talking about. No, this is not the verse. This is the beginning, yeah? The main verse that I am talking about is Surah Maryam. When we come to Hisab, we will discuss the various categories of people. Kela kena upar Hisab tha se, kena upar nahi tha, right, and all that. And you will understand this in light of that. Wa uzlifatul jannatu lil muttaqin. That means on that day, there are muttaqin who will walk straight into Jannah without any Hisab. Right? So, أُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ means immediately Jannah will be ready for them. Go into Jannah. No questions asked. That's why I say, I personally feel I may not be in the category of Muttaqeen. Because muttaqeen are those who will deserve entry into Jannah straight. There is, of course. Muttaqeen will enter. Kaun taqwa haasil kare chahe, pehlo daraja ki dasma daraja is a different question. Surat Rahman, Surat Maryam, sorry, verse number
85.
The only explanation I have read, and I find that logically plausible, although it doesn't explain everything, is that after the word, after the name Allah, the other name that Allah prefers is Rahman.
Why shows the
Surah Maryam? قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِ الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى.
But why choose Surah Maryam to make that point?
I think it's to do with the Christians. You see, the Christians, up to today, they believe in God. Right? They call Him God, as in Ilah. Right? They don't call Him Allah. So, because this Surah Maryam was mainly addressing the Christians, that this is your belief and this is what we believe about it, Allah uses the word Rahman rather than word Allah. Because Ar-Rahman is a quality of Allah that even the Christians accept. Right?
Everywhere it is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman.
Yeah, everywhere. But it has this charm in it, if you recite the verse. But Ayatullah Tabatabai Tafsir Mizama clearly says that he finds that it is the second name after Allah that Allah would like us to use. That is why he says, Asmaul Husna in the Qulid Allah Awar Rahman. So these are the only two names he gives. Falahul Asmaul Husna. He has all 99 names. But he specifies these two names, Allah or Ar Rahman. Right. Now, verse number 84, فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. Right? Now, on this day, نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. The word, the key word is wafd. What is it being translated as in English?
Honored guest.
This is taking it a bit far, isn't it? Wafd in Arabic is delegation. Delegation. Right? So when you say a delegation from this country came to meet the president of this country, for example, you say wafd. Right? Now, honored guest is a translation derived from tafsir. In understanding that when you understand, what do you understand by waft? When you talk of waft, you're talking of at protocol level, it's a high level. It's not an ordinary person. It's either an ambassador or an envoy or a representative. Right? And therefore, that meeting between a delegate and the host is normally held in high ceremony. That is why Allah uses the word waft to say that the connotations that go with a waft will be applicable to that muttaqi who is resurrected on that day. In fact, Ayatollah Shubar in his book goes to the extent of saying that a waft would come representing a government, a delegate would come representing a government, right, normally. And that delegate representing the government would come in a proper mount, not to walk and come. Not dragging something and come, not carrying his own bags and come, no. Come inside. And similarly, a pious person, muttaqi, on that day will come out, will stand out as having, as approaching his Lord inside. Different from others. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word, waft yawma nahshuru al-muttaqina ila ar-rahmani wafda. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. You know, Arabic is something great about it. Nasuq means we drive them. Right? We drive them, that means they are driven like herds and cattle. Right? Of sheep. A herd of sheep or cattle driven to Jahannam. You see, Arabic means, for example, if you look at the hadith of the Quran, there is a hadith in the Quran that says that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the Quran to intercede. So the Quran will lead others into Jannah and will push or drive others into Jannah. Just understand that when the Quran leads others into Jannah, that means the Quran is in front and people are behind it. Yet the Quran will not lead others into Jahannam, the Quran will push others into Jahannam. So the Arabic word used is different. The first one will be qada ila al-jannah wa saqa ila al-nar. Saqa is to drive. Siaqa, that means to drive them into Jahannam. Similarly here, وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. We will drive them into the Jannah, into Jahannam. Any questions before I go on?
The next one is interesting.
Interesting, I know.
They're going to hell. Why are they getting shafa?
لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن أحدا. Who?
This is not referring to those.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It says in English, it says they shall own no intercession. But no. One assumes it's meaning they from the verse before.
No.
For that?
From the verse before.
No, it's from the verse before that.
Oh.
It's not from the verse before, it's from the verse before that.
Right?
Right? That even the muttaqeen who will be entering Jannah, la yamlikun al-shafa.
Here, man has been translated as he.
See, man ittakhadha 'inda ar-rahmani ahda can be used to apply for plural. Whosoever. Right?
But sometimes in English you say, if you're referring to a group.
Yeah. Can you say that in English?
Yeah, only if you use a singular group word like party or delegation. I don't say he for a group.
You can talk general terms in
the group. Yeah, save he
when say.
So
one.
He too. So it means
if it was
save
he, then it should be
la yamliku. No. That means as a general rule, nobody possesses the right to intercede. Right? Except he who has taken a covenant with Allah. Now that he may be more than one. That's what the verse is saying.
I know what the verse is saying. I'm just wondering.
Who?
I suppose it is.
What are we talking about this promise? Except a promise taken from Allah, from Ar-Rahman.
Into the covenant village.
So you have to make a covenant before you get shafa'a?
No, this is the ones who are this is to do with masumin.
This is the shafa'at we've done, shafa'at.
The
ones who do shafa'a, not the ones who get shafa'a. Yeah.
No, this is one who do.
Ah, okay.
On behalf of Allah.
Right? Not the ones who get. No. This is the one who will be able to intercede. The hadith ma che, ki kiamat na divase, everybody, the Prophet was told by Jibreel, that on that day, everybody, without any exception, will be saying, wa nafsa, wa nafsa. Right? That means myself, myself. Except you, O Muhammad, you will be saying, wa ummata, wa ummata. That save my ummat, save me. Except you. So everybody will be saying wa nafsa, except for you who will be saying wa ummata. Now, I want to show you in the Quran that there is reference to people who will not be frightened by what is happening. Right? Because don't get this notion into our mind that we will definitely get scared. There is a good chance.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Huh? There is a good chance that by knowing all this, you see, just by knowing, we are one step ahead. The reality will hit us and it will hit us hard. There is no doubt about that. It will hit us and it will hit us hard. How we will take it will depend on our deeds from now on. Okay, how do we change ourselves based on our belief? Okay, now that we know this is what is going to happen, right? And based on that belief, if every action of ours is based on this belief, then it will make easier, it will make it easier on that day to accept what is happening. Okay, the two verses I want you to open, Surah An-Naml verse 89 and Surah Al-Anbiya verse 103. Take your time. Then do you.
Naml
89. Naml 89 and Anbiya 103. Naml verse 87. Verse 89, sorry. So that is 2789. And Surah Al-Anbiya, that is Surah number 21, verse number 103. Kaya tila karush? 27 karush? Right, Surah Al-Naml. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu khairun minha wahum min faza'i yawma ilin aminun. See, Aniyandar, if you notice, the tense has changed from singular to plural. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu khairun minha. That is talking of an individual. Anybody who does a good deed will get more than what he has done.
Falahuma, why are they extending the zomma? That is for the alif.
It's not only this falahuma.
The other rules are there. I know before Alif to definitely cut.
Definitely. So, the ha becomes who.
Why?
What
are you talking
about?
This is
Tajweed.
About which?
89.
So which Alif are you talking about?
Huh?
Where are you talking about?
Man jaa bil hasanati.
Right.
Falahu khairun minha.
I'm just asking why that who has been extended. Normally, if it was followed by a vowel, it is extended from the normal zumma to that undu hu that you see there.
Right, right.
Follow there's who? No vowel following this time.
Follow who?
Yeah, there's no vowel, it's only khayr.
Right. Now, the verse is a very simple verse. If you look at the translation, anybody who does a good deed, is that what has been translated as? Hasana is a good deed. Hasanat is
whoever brings. Whosoever
brings any good.
Man jaa bil hasanati, okay, whoever brings, agreed, right? We'll see better than that. Falahu khairun minha. Minha, the ha refers to hasana, right? Wahum min faza'i yawma'idin aminun. And they on that day, all those who come up with this hasana, right, are safe from the fear of that day.
Faza'i, the terror.
Faza'i, that...
It's more than khawf.
It's more than khawf.
And
terror lay. And terror lay, it's looking for the right word.
The rat.
I'll get it.
What? Big shi. Really scared.
Terror lay. Terror lay, there's another word in English. Here. Now, let's look at 21.103. If you look at the verses before it, it first talks about Jahannam and then says in verse 101, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ لَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ وَتَتَلَقَاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ هَذَا يَوْمُكُمُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. You look at all those verses.
Ahmad, the good is going from the other way.
Huh?
Ahmad, the hasanat is going forth the other way.
What forth the other?
It says from us.
سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّا الْحُسْنَى. Right? So you see the difference. What is the difference? مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَى. Right? أَمَا سَبَقَتْ. That means the hasana who You see, this is why the tafsir is very clear about this hasana. That what is this hasana? Right? To understand this hasana, you've got to understand that according to Surah An-Naml, this hasana will be the hasana that will save us from the fear of the Day of Judgment. Right? Agreed? It said in Surah An-Naml. In Surah Al-Anbiya it says that this hasana is husna from Allah. Same word. Husna and hasana is the same word. Right? Comes from Allah. That means it is something that is there from Allah, but we have to do something to take it with us on the Day of Judgment. It is something that can be granted to everyone, but not everybody will take it with him. Oh, on the Day of Judgment. Do you understand that? What is that thing?
What does sabaqat actually mean?
Sabaqat means kepelati, advancement.
There's nothing with sabiqun.
It is. Sabiqun is the same word.
Right.
Sabaqat li khudaya pelati in advance had sent this husna. Right? So that means Allah has sent this husna, but not everybody will go with this hasana. And Allah says, whoever brings the hasana to me, then he will be safe. Yes. It is nothing else than wilayat of Imam Ali al-Islam.
What does that mean? It's nothing else but wilayah. This is the goodness he's talking
that
about.
Yes.
But when he says Inna Ladina Sabaqat, is he talking about As-Sabiqun? No.
No.
No. Sabaqat here in the verb.
It's a verb.
But it doesn't refer to those people.
No, no. That Sabiqun, As-Sabiqun, Ulaika Al-Muqarrabun.
Yeah, those are like way. We're not.
Those
in
are very, very advanced.
So not for following
the so this is appointed towards wilayah. Interesting, these two words.
Absolutely. You see, the technical. Huh?
Yeah, belief in
the
lie. Yeah, of course, belief in
the lie. How do you make that correlation? Where is it? How do you know it's true with the lie? I mean, you're saying that, fine.
It refers to from Hadith.
That's it, from Hadith.
But the question is asked from the Quran itself. Okay, what is this hasana? First of all, we established that the hasana is the hasana that will save us from the fear of the Day of Judgment. From Surah An-Naml. Agreed? From Surah Al-Anbiya, it is also established that this same hasana will be a hasana that will come from Allah. And we have to take it back to Him on the Day of Judgment. So it is talking about an act that is there from Allah for everybody, but whoever takes it will be saved.
There's nothing like marifat.
Tafsir ma hadith is very clear. You know, almost mutawatir. You know what mutawatir means?
No.
Mutawatir means
so many different
narrations, chains of narrators, right? That is an established. To all Shia scholars would assert that this is a true hadith, authentic hadith.
What is Ahlul Sunnah? They mention it or they don't?
I haven't read Sunni tafsir, and they wouldn't. You know that.
You'd be surprised because on ABDG, for example, today I was reading that so many things there were in their hadith. Which you would expect not to be, referring to Ahlul Bayt.
Oh,
so
yes.
Look at your own book, so maybe here it's there, maybe they choose to ignore it, but it
that's
might be
true.
There.
I know in Iran, I was surprised that a lot of the scholars who I visited, prominent in their libraries were main to Sunni tafsir, and I asked one of them, what are you doing with this tafsir? And they said, it gives us a very good balance when studying tafsir of Islam, because there is some. They have obviously also gone into tadabbur quite a bit.
Yes, yes.
Especially in the tadabbur aspects where, for example, we don't have nas, hadith and all that. There is a good thinking coming from their side also.
We'll take it.
Some of them are very much respected, some Sunnis. Zamakhshari?
Zamakhshari, Fakhruddin Razi. These are great.
I mean, in their own right, their work is not to be discarded. Their work is not to be discarded. Because after all, they have some sort of tafsir, otherwise their own thinkers would not be satisfied with that.
Maybe you understand how this comes. First of all, you ask the question, what is this hasana that will save us from the Day of Judgment? Then you come to this verse, Anbiya 103, which tells you that it is something that comes from Allah. And therefore the picture, the jigsaw picture then gets completed. This hasana that Allah is talking about that will save us on the Day of Judgment is something that has come from Him. And that which we will take on the Day of Judgment. If we take it on the Day of Judgment, then we are free from the fear of the Day of Judgment.
Restricting it to those who believe in
This is according to hadith. The tafsir, the tadabbur is enough to tell me that it is talking about some particular thing that comes from Allah and that we have to take back, right? Sunnis, I would say, those who are against wilayat, or those who are against the concept of wilayat, would say that this is like a hidayah in general. Right? You can say hidayah in general is also from Allah. Inna Allah yahdi man yasha.
They will not be saved.
Right?
That's what
he... from the fear of the danger, from the terror of the danger. Right? So, wilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam is something that will be a block to the fear.
But it must mean not just, there must be more like, not just saying you believe, there must be like your actions. So just by, say like us believing.
That is a very
being ready to.
That is a very subjective interpretation. Because this refers to who is a true Shia.
Yes.
Right? And. Like Khalid Abbas was saying here, there are levels, there are grades of Shia as well. Starting from the person who believes it just with the lip service up to a very high stage.
Sort of, the last Imam Ali will manifest itself in Milad Imam. If he were to come, that would be good. What would we do? If he said, yes, what?
Ya Allah, muj'alna min shi'ati. Right. Now, we get to the last sign of the resurrection.
Question about sound.
Sound.
Sound has been mentioned in these verses twice.
Faza.
Yasma'una, they will hear it.
La yasma'una.
The people of the Jahannam will not hear anything, and the people Jannat. Of Jannat will not hear anything. But what is this thing? If
La
neither
yas...
one is going to hear it, who's going to hear it?
Huh?
If neither of them are going to hear it, ayat number
103, yeah.
No, 100.
Yeah. La yasma'una hasisaha.
No, 100.
Surah Al-Anbiya.
Wa hum fiha zafiru, wa hum fiha la yasma'un. Right? These are the people of hell.
In brackets.
Huh?
In brackets,
it says. Wa hum fiha la yasma'un.
They only hear the hell.
Huh?
No. Wa fiha la yasma'un says it means that.
La hum fiha zafirun. Right?
Zafir has been translated as groaning.
Sound. Zafir, a moaning.
Wa hum fiha la yasma'un.
In brackets it says there are not any other
else. It says in brackets, right, so I don't know how it implies it. But there must be...
No,
but there must be hearing the groaning at least of us, right?
No, Ibarat says, wa hum fiha la yasma'un natli bijukainat samad.
Bijukainat samad.
Because la yusma'un natli la yasma'un.
Yusma'un natli...
They are not heard. The outsiders will not hear them. La yasma'un. La yasma'un, they will not hear outsiders. They will be busy listening to their own noise. Zafir.
So there must be something outside that is worth hearing.
Let me.
What about these guys in the
Khabarji, do you know what Jahannam will be like? This is an interesting thing.
Do you want it?
Let me rephrase the question,
Now,
if we look at how Jahannam is going to be.
Is it trying to say Getla Mashura saying their own thing and put something
like. Yeah, something like that. Because Jahannam is going to be right in front of everybody's eyes.
Even those who
can
go.
Exactly. Because there is that Sirat that has to be passed, that path. And that will be over Jahannam to go into Jannah. And anybody who slips or falls into Jahannam. That's how Jahannam is going to be. It is not like you cross a bridge. You see, whenever you talk of a bridge or a sirat, right? You talk of a bridge over something. And that bridge is over the bridge of the fire of hell. Anybody who falls down. Anybody who passes goes into Jannah. Once you are into Jannah, so that is what he's saying. Okay? You see, the way, if you look at the verses of the Quran and you look at the hadith, the picture you get is that on the Day of Judgment, say everybody is there, right? Then Jannat is not brought forward, right? Now I'm talking of the people, try and listen. You know, when I started, I said it's about the grey area, right? Muttaqeen, straight into Jannah. Those who are kafir, straight into Jahannam. Now we come to people of grey area, કે હુ ફિનિશ ધર એકાઉન્ટિંગ ને બધું પતી ગયું, હવે એ લોકોને જન્નતમાં જવાનું છે. બિફોર દેટ દેર ઇઝ દેટ લાસ્ટ ટેસ્ટ. વજા અરબ કયો મઈન બિજહન્નમ. નાઉ ધ વર્સ ઓફ ધ હોલી કુરાન સેઝ અલ્લાહ બ્રિંગ્સ ફોરવર્ડ ધ જહન્નમ. રાઈટ? હી ડઝન્ટ ટોક અબાઉટ જન્નત લાઈક દેટ, હી ટોક્સ અબાઉટ જહન્નમ. And that Jahannam is brought forward in front of everybody to see. Everybody will be able to see, aha, this is Jahannam now. Right? And then that small bridge will be erected. Now you cross. Those who cross will cross to Jannah. Those who will not will fall down to Jahannam. However, you can imagine everybody is watching. Everybody wants to cross, to go into Jannah. Many will be falling down. Right? That is when you introduce the concept of listening to sounds. Like if people who fall will be screaming, people will be crying as they cross the bridge. Like when you cross the bridge, there is the concept of, you know, people who will go like lightning, people who will cross the bridge crawling. Right? All this is there in hadith. This is where the sound comes in. એક મિનિટ જન્નત માં જે કરી જશે એ વિલ નોટ બી બોધર, યુ વિલ નોટ યુ હિયર વોટ ઇઝ હેપનિંગ
આઉટસાઇડ. ધેટ વોટ ધેર રિપોર્ટિંગ ટુ
હિયર લાઈસ મૌના હસીસા. હસીસા, યુ નો વોટ હસીસ મીન્સ? વોટ ઇઝ ઇન્ટરસેટેડ હસીસ? ધ
સ્લાઇટેસ્ટ
સાઉન્ડ. હા, સ્લાઇટેસ્ટ સાઉન્ડ. ઓલો ફ્લેમ નો સિઝલિંગ નો હોય,
ધેટ
કાઇન્ડ ઓફ થિંગ, ધેટ ઇઝ હસીસ. સો ધેટ ઇઝ
રિપોર્ટિંગ ટુ ધ હાવ જન્નત. જન્નત.
I really think so. It's just like recognition. You know, we talked about recognition. That we say that people will not recognize each other. No, people will recognize each other. It's just that they won't have the time to look at each other. On the day of judgment, it's not that I will not recognize you and you will not recognize me. No. We will be one of so much so that we won't even have time to look at our own parents or our own children.
They will not hear any hissing sound of fire
again. You see, you're jumping now. We're into Jahannam and Jannah, you know, the bridge. The day of judgment, the last thing that I wanted to say was that faces will be white. Mubyabbatan wujuhum. Right? Those people who are pious, who are righteous, with different levels, right? People who will be extremely pious. There are people who will be a little pious and so on, with different levels, but there will be whiteness shining from their faces. This is something that will happen on the day of resurrection. Then when you enter Hisab, again, in Hisab there are categories that we will look at the verses that say ki Hisab fast phase, Hisab nahi thai, right? Hisab will take time. Okay, Hisab quickly, no Hisab, and Hisab slowly. From Hisab you go on to Mizan. Now what is Mizan? So you will not have weight as such, that this is heavy. Although the adjectives used in the Holy Quran are exactly that. Man khaffat mawazinuhu wa man thakulat mawazinuhu. Right? Khaffat is light, thakulat is heavy. The adjectives used are exactly that, heavy and light, giving the same concept of Mizan, balance. But actually Mizan is it's a criteria, a yardstick.
It's not Furqan.
Furqan is the Quran. Furqan is divisive, it decides.
We'll talk that that means criteria. Furqan means criteria.
Furqan is something that distinguishes between.
Right or wrong? Right. Furq.
In English, I mean, it's translated as the criteria.
The literal word for criteria in Arabic is mi'yar. Right? Mi'yar and mizan can also be used for. What it is? It is the concept of the role model. Okay, when you have a role model, you match your deeds according to this role model. How close, how heavy you are as, you know, heavy. Okay, the closer you are, the heavier your deeds are. The further you are away from this role model, the lighter your deeds are. That's what Mizan is. That is why our imams are called Hujjah. What is Hujjah? Hujjah is evidence. Evidence that a person, an ordinary person, can lead a life like this. This is and therefore our acts will be compared or judged according to the deeds of a certain standard, and that standard with the standard of our Fatimas. That is mizan. Not that there will be a balance, may our deeds rakhe away heavy and light, no. Right? So, please try and understand. When we get there, our deeds will be compared to a certain standard set by our Fatimas.
And the intention and everything.
Hmm?
The intention.
All factors will be taken into account. The context. The context. Right? But don't forget, the same context, right? There were things, there could have been things that you would not have done, that the Imam would have done, for example. And that will go towards either lightening or making heavy your deeds. This is how you should have done. All these, the context is of course very important. It's not like out of context, no way. Right? Niyat suwatu, sanjogo suwata, you know, circumstances, your resources, your potentials, all these will be taken into account. And then judge. And this is where the 14 Masumin will come there with Shafa'at. Take a mizan niche gaye, because it is against them that your activities will be compared. And every time they will only be interceding. Amara manawara, let him come.
So what does Furqan mean now?
Furqan is something that divides between right and wrong. Right? What is right, what is wrong.
It means...
Furqan is the name of the Qur'an.
And you said it means to...
Decisive. Very straight.
But the Qur'an is also known as Al-Mizan.
Exactly.
So it's both of the names.
Because it decides what is right, what is wrong.
I've heard it known as Al-Mizan. Am I wrong?
I haven't heard
about
Mizan.
Qur'an definitely.
Qur'an
to... Qur'an. Qur'an. In context.
Mizan, I am sure, it makes sense. To me, it makes sense. Right? And mizan is like the criteria which you.
Can I ask you one?
There's a judgment, comparison with the Akir, with the Imams. Everybody, the general, is a non. So, based on his weight, or whatever you said, do we first go to Jannah for our bad deeds and then go to Jannah, or is that dependent upon how you lived and the comparison was there?
Jahannam is there for, first of all, it's primarily there for non-believers.
It's primarily there?
Primarily it is there for non-believers. For atheists, for mushrikeen, right? Our ek hadith is very interesting, in fact, the hadith machine imam ni dalil imam quran ki dalil aach ke jannat ma only those who say la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasul. So Abu Hamza Thimali, Imam Muhammad Bakr ne bhi Abu Hamza Thimali ne bhi ke only those who say it will go, ke all those who say it will go, is a difference. The imam says all those who say la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah will enter paradise. Abu Hamza Thimali says, "Ki yabna Rasulillah, then you will have the Marja'iyah and Qadariyah and all these different sects and Banu Umayyah as well. فَإِنِّي تَرَكْتُ الْقَوْمَ وَهُمْ يَقُولُونَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. I have just left a group of people of Banu Umayyah and they were saying لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So Imam replies. Imam says, "Hayhat, hayhat. For on that day, people will not be allowed to talk except what Allah permits them to talk. And that day, only people who are Jannati, who are people of paradise, right, who will say, La ilaha illallah. The rest will not be able to talk, will not be able to say, even if they have said that on the day of on this earth, right. And he uses a verse to prove that. Surat Naba, verse number 37 and 38. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. Surat Naba, Surat Amr. Surat Amr, Surat Naba, Surat Amr. 78.
78.
Which are 38. 37,
38.
Last verse. Last verse, isn't it?
No, 39.
Second, third line. Last verse, all, isn't it? Yawma yaqulul
kafiru
ya laytani. Inna
mbazakum
wa dharun qaleela.
Yawma
yamlul marhum wa qadhamu sadaru. Wa yaqulul kafiru ya laytani istakhadhtu. La laytani kuntu turaba. Kuntu turaba. 37, 38, yeah. La yatakallamun shay. Right? That means they are not allowed from him, they are not permitted from him. Power of speech to address him. But she laya takallamun ila kai nahi bole. Except he who is permitted by the Lord, by Allah. Wa qala sawabani, jare bolse, jare haq bolse. So, Abu Hamza himale ni yoga. Two things, last time, I don't know if you remember, I told you. Marhum la Hassan Kamali, la Chuit, Mubasa. We discussed this, and he had said his belief was that Jannat Majasakat. Imam Rada Ali Islam had this say that Jay Loko Iman Liaichi, Eloko Jannat Majasakat. Paranto Kyanati Lakiloke via Jahannam. That means there is a good possibility that Jahan Pachija. Not all people will finish, because there are Khalidun who are going to be there permanently, and there are those who are going to go there, labithina fiha ahqaba, going to stay there for a set time.
So we are talking about levels of Jannah, between that Jahannam, levels of Jahannam,
people
who go to Jahannam and
Jahannam. The Jahannam levels to shit, which
is
mine. Yeah. Jahannam and Jahannam.
Jahannam you will definitely mind which level you are in. Jannah, what kind do you want? The definition of Jannah is a place of bliss.
You're just grateful to get there.
Once you get there, they won't be going to Jahannam, of course.
Yeah, Khalidina fiha abada. Jannat na bana abada bhajwa ichche. Jahannam ko jesna ti ke Khalidina fiha abada.
What effect is there?
Khalidina fiha.
Khalidun ha chi
Khalidun. But you were saying also Khalidun is in
Khalid is entered. I still believe that.
Permanent.
Khalid khulut.
Jannah
first,
and you always end up
at
the
first
Jannah. Depends on what you do, ne? That earned you Jannah.
You mentioned that people, they mind why?
Huh?
You mentioned that people basically go,
why? Yeah. Why? Why? Taqwa.
Isn't birth of you the sin, but eventually...
You mean aslam?
Whatever is aslam.
Yeah, even in Barzakh there will be a certain period of punishment and then not bliss but peace, right? That also has been recorded for a little time. Like I said last time, Barzakh is a grey area where nothing will happen. It's been mentioned.
Kind of. Go to Jannah for that. Except for
man. No.
Okay.
Lord
Chief,
if you forgive the sins, all of them, if you ask
the Lord. Kalinati, this is a Quran ayat here, where Allah will change your sins into...
It is possible.
Right? That means change your bad deeds into good deeds.
Then in one of the du'as as well, we ask for that, right? Huh? We ask for that in one of the du'as, that's what which du'a it is. But you say, oh Allah, change my bad...
La mubarak,
min
wajit.
How?
Just like that. What will happen?
Why?
So, try Hadith ma. I'm quoting from Hadith now, right? You got to understand this. Yeah. The original verse is in the Quran. يُبَدِّلُ سَيِّئَاتُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That means you change their bad deeds into good ones. Right? Hadith ma che, when there is that reckoning, accounting, that will be done privately. Privately, that means when you are being reckoned or accounted, nobody else will be privy to it. Nobody else will see what is happening to you. Everybody is individual, one to one. Again, don't tell me there's a long queue.
1 to 8.
1 to 8.
Yeah.
1 to 8.
Remember we said there were 8.
Hamalat
Arsh.
Right? But see, e-timing, at that time, when a person is good, basically he's good, but he's got a lot of sins, right? He sins. Because then things will become public. Allah will say, okay, convert that into good things. I forgive. clean your neck, convert it into goodness.
There is a hadith that what he was.
Justice. That is exactly what we are asking for on the Day of Judgment.
So how does this tally? One other thing Allah says, that every atom weight worth of good and every atom weight of wrong.
You will see.
Not that you will be judged.
No, you will see.
It will not be forgotten.
It is not forgotten. Then come and say, Dua Abu Hamza Himalima, what is it we recite? Allahumma in adabta fa ghayra zalim. Right? That means, if you punish me, then you are not unjust. وَإِنْ رَحِمْتَ وَإِنْ غَفِرْتَ فَخَيْرُ رَحِمْ. And if you forgive me, then you are the most merciful. In a discussion machine. Right? How he decides is his.
Can I ask you a question? Isn't that forgiveness
taking
place when you receive the dua, as opposed to the Day of Judgment? Now, Amasa Chakra, you've got to be sincere in what you are saying, right?
Yeah.
Isn't the forgiveness taking place then?
Yes,
as opposed to
the Day of Judgment.
Then
you finish your dua and you die.
You die as a sinless person, yeah, that's what you mean.
No,
generally, people don't get the chance.
Rizwan was all such a.
Right?
Oh.
Dr. has discussed this in one way. He said that there is a hadith that says, on the Day of Judgment, Allah will turn the bad into good in this way, in that if there is Hakkun Nas,
the non-Muslims, they will have some Hak on the Muslims. At that time, Allah will either lighten their load, or will somehow alleviate their suffering in return for forgiveness. That is what Sadaqta says is changing.
Bad to good. It all comes down, I think, to the purity of your heart as well. I mean, you know, the thing that you recite dua and you get forgiven, I don't think it's as simple as that. It's like, not mechanical. I recite three dua, so I get three times as much forgiveness. It doesn't work like that.
You see, possibilities again. Right? Khuda maaf karse. That doesn't mean he will forget. But I will see the deed there. And then he will say, ki maaf karta. Right? Because I had asked for forgiveness. It is not there to move, tia maafi mango, never maaf kar. You understand? It is something that will have also come after my sin, seeking forgiveness.
But there is an active
ingredient there.
There are intercession.
Intercession shafa'at jodi achi. I'm going to tabdeel al hasanat sayyi'at before shafa'at.
Well, I think the point is.
Sorry. I think you listen to this at the time of the Prophet when somebody has done wrong and Prophet says, right, God has forgiven you right now. So it's also happening at the time of dua itself.
Paramus, kabul gosh. For when you see the fruits of your forgiveness, right, where there is no punishment, you will also first see the sin. Reckoning ma, hisab ma, you will see the sin.
I think the other point is, say you finish this class here today, and sincerely you said, okay, I'm going to change. We all do. Right, and inshallah Allah will accept it. So the day we die, we will not know that those gunas that we've already done, will they be forgiven or not? We don't know. We can maybe hope they will, we can pray as many du'as, but you will not know. That day you will, inshallah, find out. Maybe that's it.
This is
maybe something aside, but ayat number 104.
Surah Anbiya.
Will roll up the heaven
like a scroll
is rolled up.
Right?
Wa'adan
alayna. A binding promise. But she tell us also, inna kunna fa'ilin.
We are definitely going to do it.
Is that what it means? Yes. Well, verily, we have always been doing it. Now, Emma Sutta, you guys, it shows
Kepelatitis.
Which is what we were wondering of some evidence, we're looking for it, right?
So much, where are you looking?
That 21, 104. In kunna fa'ilin is past tense, but referring to future.
Jit na nikah. Nikah no akad ki na barish.
Ha.
Ankahtu. Ankahtu le past ma nahi bhai thai chhe. Simple.
Prem kas karu pade chhe
le. Kas din sha.
Kas din sha karu pade.
Kas din ama kas din sha.
તો ઇના કુના ફાઈલ
કસ દેન છે એટલે એ નિયત કે એવો થેતો
ઓકે
રાઈટ ઓલ્ધો ધ ટેન્સ ઇઝ પાસ્ટ અન કહ તો સમજી ગયા
હોસ ની ધ સ્કાર્સ આઈ હેવ એક્સપ્લેન્ડ ઇન
ધ પાસ્ટ એવરી સેન્સ સેટ બટ એક્ચ્યુઅલી બ્રેન્ડ ઓલ્ધો આઈ યુઝ ધ પાસ્ટ indicates the process to be continuous.
But isn't that the style of the Quran that sometimes you use it to a past tense because it's such a certainty that it's very
No, it's not only the style of the Quran, it is in the style of the Quran, but it is also, it makes sense in the Arabic itself.
Because in Arabic, kun fayakun means be and it became. Get it?
It becomes.
Fayakun.
Yeah, it is.
Fayakun
is present.
Present. Yakunu is kana. Kana is past.
So,
kun fayakun.
You're
be and it becomes.
You're saying inna kunna fa'ilin is future.
Past tense. Past tense.
Past tense.
Literally it is past tense. We are definitely going to do it.
But it means prove.
We definitely
present.
Have done it. We are doing
because if you have done it, then it automatically it happened. Whereas if you're going
to do it, that's the Arabic part. That if something is such a certainty, you say it has.
So it's a done deal.
Yeah, start of the Arabic.
Right?
There's no way it cannot be.
But I mean, the word is very powerful, like when Allah says something
Inna
like.
Inna kunna fa'aleen.
Yemni? Wa'adan alayna. It's quite powerful for Allah to say like that. Because this is a binding on me to do it. You know why? Everything He promises obviously is binding on Him. Everything He tells you, Karana Church. Ama Ikesh, this is a promise binding on me.
Definitely going to happen. You see, this is how we understand the system of Allah.
Just like I began the first creature. Just like I began the first creature. So shall I return it.
Is it creature or creation? Creation, not necessarily creature. Anything.
Creation, I think. That's what we mean. The way we started the first.
First creature. The creature is what?
Right. I want to end this with distributing these things. The way to remind ourselves, the way to remind ourselves every day of what lies in store for us on the Day of Judgment, and to remember it quite clearly, is reciting the dua for wuzu. For every part of wuzu there is a dua. Right? And this dua, in fact, Shaykh Abbas al-Qumni in his book Manazil al-Akhirah, when he talks about the different stages and stations of the hereafter, he refers to this dua, because this dua is ma'thur. Ma'thur at least taught by Ma'asuf. Right? And he uses the verses of the Holy Quran, of the events that are going to take place on that day. Right? Now, I'll distribute this just now and we'll just go through it very quickly to understand what is going to happen.
This first one is from the
Prophet. Alhamdulillah, الذي جعل الماء الطهور ولم يجعله نجسا.
It's a quote from the Quran. Not from
the
Quran,
but
it's definitely a quote from the
Quran. Ma atahura che Quran, ma? No. Na, ke paani ni najis na. Najis ni najis. You see, why it's Allahumma laqimni hujjati yawma alqaq. Wa atlaq lisani bi dhikrik. Laqimni hujjati yawma alqaq. Teach me the correct answer on the day I meet you. لَقِّنِّي حُجَّتِي. So that day, you know, these tongues will be tied, eh? So لَقِّنِّي is from the word تَلْقِين.
Teach.
تَلْقِين is to make someone recite. Aba talqin jara parishane, right? Isma ifham, isma ifham. The talqin apne dohraishi. That's what we would say in Gujarati, apne dohraishi. Right? To be reminding so that he can answer the same way that you have just taught him. Laqinni hujjati, that means let me recite.
What hujjati?
Hujjati is what proof do I have, what evidence do I have. You know, my hujjat is what I have done.
Hujjati.
And you can see, when it comes to the right hand, Allahumma a'tini kitabi bi yamini wal khulda fil jinani bi yasari wa hasibni hisaban yasira. That is from the Quran. Sawfa yuhasabuna hisaban yasira. Right? اللهم لا تعطني كتابي بشمالي ولا تجعلها مغلولة لعنقي وأعوذ بك من مقطعات النيران. When wiping the feet, اللهم ثبت أقدامي على الصراط. اللهم ثبتني على الصراط يوم تزل في الأقدام واجعل سعي فيما يرضيك عني يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. أدواء, this is a very important دعاء. Now I would sort of, you know, urge you if you can keep it near your wash basins. The wuzu karatani aad, nani dua shaitani yadrako. When you would recite it every day, this would serve as a reminder that every time you perform wuzu, because this is what is going to happen to your right hand, to your left hand, to your feet. A very highly recommended dua. يوم تسود فيه الوجوه ولا تسود وجهي يوم تبيض فيه الوجوه. That is also from the Quran. Right, next week we will go into, I do want to discuss the concept of the books given by right hand and left hand. Quran, the hisab, fast and quick hisab, yasir and slow hisab. We will talk about sirat, that is, talk briefly about Jannat and Jahannam. And probably the week after, which will take some research from my side, is we talk about A'raf. But I think that will be an interesting concept to study. The A'raf, is it the middle path between Jannat and Jahannam? And if it is, then who are there and who will be there? And there is a detailed study.
There are lots of people scattered in Araf watching.
Rijal and. Right, so.
No. The heights. There will be people watching from the heights. Surah Araf, what should I tell you?
The whole surah is called Surah Araf, right? So we will find out what exactly is Araf. I think we should have another 2 to 3, inshallah, on this one. And then we'll call it a night. This is the 8th one.
Sorry, the 8th on this series.
On this series, yeah.
Makran, 17.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.